Hello, and welcome to the Money and Banking Law Podcast with Joe Sylvia, brought to you by the global law firm of Duane Morris. I'm your host, Joe Sylvia. I'm a former Federal Reserve lawyer who represents banks, fintechs, and other clients on M&A, payments, and regulatory matters at Duane Morris. I'm also a core member of our banking, fintech, and digital assets and blockchain practices. Now, while we can't provide legal, financial, investment, or tax advice on the podcast, our goal for the Money and Banking Law Podcast is to inform and educate our clients and friends on both the fundamental concepts and structure of the banking ecosystem, as well as the critical developments in the law and regulation of money and banking, both domestically and internationally. On this episode, we're talking about the ABA Banking Law Committee meeting that was held this past week in Washington, D.C. As you know, I am the chair of the American Bar Association's Banking Law Committee, at least the current chair. And so I had the distinct privilege to help support and organize our leadership and our subcommittee chairs and vice chairs as we put together what we're calling now the annual meeting, which happens typically every January in Washington, D.C. We've got a host of different panels, and it's been quite an interesting development lately because this January we changed things up a little bit. In the past, it had been that the Banking Law Committee's January meeting, it's a standalone meeting, so it's only the Banking Law Committee of the ABA. And what we did with this one is we changed the structure so that all of the subcommittees would have an opportunity to put on programming, and namely continuing and legal education programming, so CLE programming. In the past, the meeting, the standalone meeting, that is, had been primarily put together and coordinated by only one of our subcommittees, which is the Legislation and Regulation Subcommittee of the ABA's Banking Law Committee. Because of COVID and what we saw with attendance at certain other meetings, we decided in the Banking Law Committee that we wanted to try and kind of double down our efforts on the January meeting. And so this year, we did just that. We expanded the scope of the content. We expanded the length of the meeting by half a day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but we were able to fit in 12, 13, 14 hours of really quality CLE and other types of programming. We were able to enhance the ability for folks to network with specific networking breaks, networking breakfasts, and so forth. We were able to expand the number of social activities and social hours that we were able to have because of the expanded format. And so we were able to celebrate not only the committee, but the content that was produced, our leadership, including my vice chairs and all of the subcommittee chairs and vice chairs, and really to celebrate each other. So we started on Wednesday evening with a very impromptu, informal gathering at the hotel lounge for whoever was in town early, because we started on Thursday midday with a lunch for leadership to kind of walk through what were the expectations for the next year and what we were thinking in terms of content and productivity and so forth. So we started Wednesday night. It was great turnout, twice or three times as many people as I was expecting, I think. And it was a great kind of kickoff celebration for the event. So we started on Thursday. We walked through a whole bunch of different aspects of leadership expectations, the leadership panel. We then kind of moved into the full Banking Law Committee meeting and did our introductions. We typically do a go round where everybody kind of introduces himself quickly so we understand who the players are. Fortunately, with the expanded format and the expanded amount of content, we're able to attract a record number of attendees this year. Just really the titans of the banking bar. And for those that weren't able to join, I know I've gotten notes afterwards that folks are looking forward to either joining next year or following up with specific subcommittees for the content that was produced. So we had content on Thursday for digital asset legislation and regulation. We got a really great CLE panel put on by our state law development subcommittee, where we kind of gotten the really nitty-gritty good perspectives from state banking agencies and leadership there. So we had the leaders from Georgia, North Carolina, Montana, and Louisiana's offices for banking regulation and banking activities. So a really fantastic way to start off with digital assets in the state banking perspective. Then moved into AI and banking, of course, one of the preeminent topics today, artificial intelligence and how that trend continues to challenge compliance officers and what is created with legal risks, really. Then we moved to a new members panel where we typically do some kind of review of certain career aspects of becoming a banking lawyer or succeeding as a banking lawyer. This time it was a day in the life of a banking lawyer. And so we had someone from in-house, we had someone from an agency, and then we had someone that was an associate at a law firm to discuss how their day-to-day looks, how they got into the work that they're into, and how they operate and work within their own teams. After that, we had a very nice welcome reception, like we always do on Thursday evenings at the hotel. It was very, very well attended and ended up with, I think, 30 or 40 of us moving over to a local establishment for dinner and drinks all together, kind of very, very casual, but very collegial and collaborative. So it was really a nice event that was, again, somewhat impromptu after our formal reception. Started back up Friday morning with a networking breakfast. We had Brandon Millhorn for a fireside chat that kicked off the day. He is the president of the Conference of State Bank Supervisors, which is the organization that is really the trade group for all of the state bank regulatory agencies in the United States. But he's a great guy, very, very relatable, very honest and open. So had a lot of great things to say. Then we had some networking time, moved into bank examination trends, bank innovation and digital assets, a great panel on bank M&A, what to expect for the new year. I'm super excited for that one in particular because I really enjoy bank M&A and do a lot of it. So the expectation that we heard from our panelists was that bank M&A is expected to continue to see an uptick in activity, both at the community and regional bank levels. So I'm excited to hear about that. Next, I had the privilege at our lunch keynote and fireside chat. I had the privilege to welcome and host sitting Comptroller Jonathan Gold, Comptroller of the OCC, or head of the OCC, excuse me, Comptroller of the Currency in the United States. And he had some great comments, some comments, interestingly enough, about resolution planning and expectations around that going forward. But then he and I had a nice fireside chat to go through some of the hot topics that he's looking at, that the OCC is considering, that he thinks the OCC and other agencies ought to be considering, and so forth. We followed that on with bank lending subcommittee presentation on bank lending through subsidiaries. Really fantastic in-house and outside counsel perspectives there. Then we talked about kind of the supervisory environment and winds of change expectations under the new administration. And finally, for our final panel of the day, we always have, at least at some point during the conference, we have the agency general counsels invited. So we had the general counsels for the Federal Reserve Board, for the OCC, and for the FDIC. Actually, we had the deputy to the chairman for policy at the FDIC. The general counsel couldn't join us on that date, but a really great discussion. We always have extra time for these folks and never really disappoints, always very helpful. Finally, for that evening, we had our even more formal Banking Law Committee reception and dinner that we hosted this year at the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C. So shout out to them. Thank you so much for the hospitality. It was a great event, great venue, always is. Got to honor a good friend, John Gehringer, with the Frank Simpson Award, which is essentially an award given each year to someone who has shown over years of dedication, outstanding service to the Banking Law Committee. So big shout out to John and as a friend and colleague in the past. So ended on Saturday. It was a little bit lighter crowd on Saturday, as you can imagine, but the content was just as robust. Started talking about enforcement matters. And yes, there is still enforcement. It may be in the state level. It may be a little bit quieter on the federal level right now, but there is still plenty of enforcement out there. Then we moved into data and technology issues on our in-house and international panel. Really good, interesting panel talking about how data and cybersecurity implications really prevalent with respect to third-party arrangements. So they're service providers for banks and other financial institutions, for which we have a great deal of guidance and regulatory support from the agencies on. And we ended up with a really, really nice government relations panel. It was non-CLE, but Matt Bezance led a really nice panel that was able to talk a little bit more freely, it seemed, about what the expectations are for this year and for the next 2 years or so under this administration, given that we have midterm elections coming up and kind of a challenging nature with respect to certain of the pieces of legislation that have been proposed or pulled back. So really great perspectives from the folks on the government relations panel. And then we adjourned and everyone got back to kind of usual operations, back to the usual course of events for their jobs and the weekends, back with families and so forth. And so really, really fun event, really robust, a lot of content. I was able to see the surveys or some of the surveys that were shared afterwards, and a lot of great comments. A lot of supportive comments, people supportive of the content, people supportive of the broader base for involvement of the subcommittees. People enjoyed getting a lot of CLE in a relatively jam-packed couple of days. And I know from just personal experiences this past week that there was a lot of really positive feedback about having more time to network, connect with each other, learn from each other. That's one of the most important things about the Banking Law Committee is the collaborative and collegial nature of it. We may be competitors on the outside, but when we come together at the Banking Law Committee, we are really focused on learning from each other, teaching each other, bringing up young lawyers. We had a lot of young lawyers coming from the Boston University School of Law, where they have a specialized banking and finance program for LLM students. So Kevin Hanley, who runs that program, was in DC with us, a super great guy, very dedicated to the students. So, we had super senior attorneys involved, and we also had very junior new attorneys and a lot of international attorneys that have come to the United States to learn about our system, especially in the regulatory context. So a lot of really fantastic people, content, time, networking, all of the above, and plus DC being one of my favorite places to go. We always have it in DC so that we can get the agencies and government folks involved, but one of my favorite places to go for food, entertainment, and really just being the hub of the bank regulatory world. It's a critical place for the Banking Law Committee to show its face. So with that, I'll kind of end there. It's pretty quick episode today. Really appreciate you paying attention. If you have any questions or really want to get involved in the Banking Law Committee, I would suggest reaching out to me directly, and we'd be happy to get you involved. If you have any questions about any of our episodes, this episode, the ABA Banking Law Committee, or otherwise, you know where to reach me, jsylvia@duanemorris.com. Please be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you get your videos. We're doing this for you all and for an educational perspective. So I appreciate you listening in, and please again stay tuned for new episodes coming out as soon as I'm able to produce them. Thanks very much, guys.